Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Jackson and Dakota. Thanks for coming in this morning, you guys.
Thanks, Erin.
So you are here to talk about kind of twofold things. One is an event that's happening, and this event is hopefully going to open up a greater activity in Sitka, being a teen center started that's hoping to be started pretty soon, I guess. So this event is happening February 8th. So why don't we start with, what on earth is this teen center? Who came up with it? Is this a new idea, or has this been something floating around in Sitka for a while?
It's been floating around a while for the past couple like health summits, and then the most recent one, me and a couple of other alumni from Pacific High went to this health summit, and we pushed the idea for a teen center.
So what was what would be a teen center? Is it like a set of specific activities, or is it a place to hang out? What do you see it as?
I see it as like a place for teens like me to just hang out and be ourselves.
Nice.
In like in a safe space.
Because there's really not any places, like there's places to hang out, but it's like at business hours, you know, maybe the library till, you know, 8 p.m. and then it's kind of nothing.
Yeah.
This is to make up for that actual void.
Yeah, especially during the winter.
No kidding. Yeah, you can't, yeah, you don't have sunlight until 10 p.m. That definitely limits things.
Mm-hmm.
So this event that's happening on February 8th, this is kind of like a demo, if you will, of what a teen center could look like?
Yeah, because we'll be there, like, advertising and everything, mm-hmm. and we'll have, like, a little bake sale and everything to, like, push the idea.
One of the things that I'm excited about for the escape room event is that we're trying really hard to get students from all three of the high schools together,
mm-hmm.
Not to compete against each other for sports. We just did that last week, but which is great, too. But to just come together and hang out and try to solve problems together, which is what escape room is. You know, you're in this you're inside of this puzzle, and you have to complete all these tasks to get out of it. So I'm really excited about seeing young people that I see in their own high schools come together and, you know, try and do something fun together.
Yeah, awesome. And shoot, you hear about escape rooms like all the time. So that's, I mean, going to be really cool on its own. I personally have always wanted to do one. That'll be really cool. So that's happening February 8th at UAS, correct?
Yes.
So this is a demo, like I said, of something of how a teen center could look like. It's through UAS right now, and do you have ideas? Potential ideas on where you could house this? It's not, you don't have an official start date quite yet for a teen center.
We kind of have a bootstrapping problem here, okay. because we have a group of teens who have identified this need, and it's a need in the community, and it won the health summit this year. So there's some resources behind it, but we're definitely fundraising and trying to find community agencies that will partner mm-hmm. with this group of teenagers to you know, get the money and the resources and the adult time that it takes to start a project like this. And that's another goal of the escape room event is to raise the community profile, show people that this group can get stuff done, and just help people learn more about our vision.
Cool. So it started as it won the health summit this year. That's awesome because it's been talked about for a while. So, but who has been actually planning this? There's an actual teen center advisory board, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What does that board look like?
It's made up around seven teenagers, and the rest are adults. I don't know the exact number of adults, but that's just the main board to where we like make our decisions and everything, and like have a formal body to where if we do ask like corporations for money, we're not just a bunch of kids asking for money.
You're just not pounding on the door. I mean, like,
yeah.
Hey. So you're actually involved in deciding what you want. You're a teen who wants a teen center, so you actually have a better, you're actually shaping it. So are you tossing around like what you do want to see and what you don't want to see? Or what kind of things are you talking about? Are you doing in these meetings?
Well, we kind of already got like the stuff we want there down, like we want it to be a safe place, but we also don't want it to be like bombarded with like counseling ideas and stuff like that, like those posters on the wall that say like
oh yeah
stereotypical things and like But what we've mostly been talking about is, like, ways to get the word out there, to get more people, like, to know about this more mm-hmm. and everything.
As one of the adults on the Teen Center Advisory Board, it's been super cool being in a position where I'm kind of in the back seat and the teenagers are driving. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, this is what you want me to help you with next? Okay, sure. We'll do that. And there's been some really great ideas have come out of it, like this escape room event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. We were talking about this just, you know, a couple minutes ago, that there's a lot of cool activities that happen in Sitka, but for the most part, they seem to be either, like, G-rated, like, totally family-friendly, or there's, like, 21-plus events, and then you just have this big old gap for mm-hmm. for teens who, yeah, don't maybe want to see a Disney movie, yeah. but also, you know, are not going to sneak into a bar because you want a safe place where you can actually be yourself, not faking your way in.
Yeah.
So what, do you have any like kind of like spitballed ideas of kind of other events that would happen besides the escape room and just, you know, just a honest open space to hang out?
We wanted like when like bands come here and like live music, we want like a 21 like under
oh, awesome.
Show at the mm-hmm. teen center and stuff. And like one of the ideas me and like my friend Melissa were thinking of is like, there's the Starlight Ball, which is, like, 21 and over, but we would want, like, our own.
Yeah.
Which is, like, 21 and under.
So. Excellent. Yeah, because that's one of the great things about Sitka. We got so many cool things coming in, and it wouldn't take that much more to just set aside one other evening to make it accessible to truly the entire community.
Yeah.
Because, oh, man, have live music, you can't beat it. And that would be super fun to have, yeah, a 21 and under show. Mm-hmm. Just dance and have fun. Excellent. So if there are people who want to learn more about the Teen Center, maybe if they have ideas that are, you know, they have teens or there are teens who'd want to get involved with this, who would be someone they contact or would there be, is there a like a website or a Facebook page?
Well, first of all, I'd really invite them to drop by the Escape Room event yeah. on Friday at 6. The Escape Room itself is a teens-only event, but mm-hmm. we are going to have a like adult table where okay. we can answer questions and kind of hand out information.
Right on. Okay.
Yeah.
So the event is on the community calendar, so mm-hmm. just to make sure everyone gets it, get your pens ready. So the Escape Room is on February 8th at UAS campus. On Friday the 8th, it's a 6 to 8:30, and it's any teen who shows up is free to come in. There's no cover charge. There's no anything like that. But you'll have the table of information available. Dakota, you said there's going to be a bake sale and some other ways to, on the side, help fundraise money.
Yep.
Excellent. So is there who's the other? Is there another organization in Sitka besides the Health Summit? Is that's partnering besides like UAS? Or are you still just asking for as many interested parties as you can?
Well, my day job is as the community program coordinator for Youth Advocates of okay. Sitka, and our mission is just to help young people in Sitka grow into healthy, happy, productive members of their communities. And so when I was at the Health Summit and when I saw this, you know, winning as a goal, mm-hmm. I knew right away that this was like exactly part of my job description.
Totally.
So I've been helping out a lot, and Youth Advocates is just looking at ways that we can, you know, maybe, you know, pay the rent basically mm-hmm. for a teen center, but we're still in the early stages of figuring out how we can make that happen.
Yeah, so it totally makes sense with your day job that aligns with your professional interests. Why did you, Dakota, think, yeah, I'm going to put in the extra time and effort to be on this advisory board?
Well, I'm a teen myself, and I have younger siblings. I'm the oldest, and I want to be able to provide them like a safe, healthy, like, option.
There you go.
Okay. A safe, yeah. healthy option than to what, like, I had to go through.
Yeah.
And stuff.
You're providing a legacy for your siblings. That's, mm-hmm. that's awesome. And, yeah, I mean, and as fun as those boards can be, seriously and sarcastically, it's an amazing thing to put your time and effort towards to help. Yeah, your siblings, your neighbors, all that other good things. I've heard some chatter about this around town, and it sounds like, yeah, this is not a little thing. I heard a lot of good buzz about this. I think it'll be I think it'll be turn out to an awesome thing. And goodness, February 8th will be the prime example of what kind of good things are happening with this teen center and with the teen center advisory board that you're working on. Well, gosh, thank you guys both so much for coming in and talking about the teen center. Goodness, all the best. I hope Friday the 8th is going to be a roaring success. I hope everyone successfully makes it out of the escape room. That's always like a little paranoid fear I have of like, yeah. I would never figure out the puzzle. But again, yeah, we're going to be all working together and having fun. So that again is on February 8th at the UAS campus from 6 to 8:30. All teens are invited. And that more information is on the community calendar. Thank you guys both for coming in and speaking with me this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Erin.
You're welcome.